highs in the upper 80s.
Currently 71 degrees in Lynchburg, 70 in Roanoke and Salem, 69 in Danville, 68 in Bedford, 69 in Appomattox.
7:06 on the Morning Jam. We're going to do an interview with Chris Feraldi here in a minute.
I'd probably be a terrible 911 dispatcher. God forbid you have to call 911 and I answer the phone. 911, what's your emergency? There's a guy trying to get in your house. Well, did you lock the door? You didn't lock the door? Well, that was dumb, huh? I mean, like, you don't watch movies or... No, yeah, no, I'm sending the cops. They're on their way, but it's gonna be like 15 minutes. You better find a hiding spot. And don't get under the bed. They always look there first.
That would be me if I were a 911 operator. That was dumb. Okay, sorry. We're good. That wasn't a very dignified one to pick before we have a city councilman on.
That's okay.
He's like, don't ever hire her to be a 911 operator.
Have you ever met this council member? Or you're
right. Chris Feraldi's joining us this morning to talk about all things Lynchburg. We're glad you're joining us this morning.
All things Lynchburg. I don't know if I can take that on.
But no, I don't know.
We could try.
Probably.
We could certainly try.
I mean, if, when you think about it, that's what you guys do.
Well, that's what you're supposed to do.
Yeah, that's what you're supposed to do. Right?
Yeah.
So, several things going on right now in Lynchburg. Yeah. We had the Blue Ridge Pregnancy Center on earlier this week talking about the attack that they suffered last week. Last weekend.
That made national news, by the way, last night. It was on Fox News.
Yep, it did. Yeah. It did. Yeah, we had that. We've had, I think it was 2 days in a row, shootings. We had business closures. I mean, it's one heck of a time to be in Lynchburg. That's for sure. So, yeah, whatever you want to start with, you let me know. And, you know, I'm happy to offer my two cents, that's for sure.
That's right. That's exactly right.
Well, before we do, just real quick, we had dinner with some friends last night. And they, of course, they know what I do. And, I mean, the topic was, what's the deal with all these shootings? Are we becoming Richmond? That was the comment made.
Starting to feel that way.
Yeah.
About eight of us at a table.
Well, I mean, the
So, I don't think I've ever seen you at a loss for words.
Well, no. Look, I'll put it plainly. In the past few years, city council has voted more times to increase their own starting pay than to hire more police officers.
Yeah.
Okay.
So where are our priorities? You know, we increased its starting pay for police officers this year. That's a good step, yes. But we're still 30 officers short. We need 20... I think it's 30 more officers to get to suitable staffing from 20 years ago, by the way.
Wow.
In the past 20 years, we've cycled through the entire police force twice.
Wow.
That's 300 police officers. I mean, like, this is stuff I'm not making it up. It's all publicly accessible. And, you know, why is crime up? COVID, yes, we all know the impacts of that. But government impacted it far more than what we ever experienced by the virus itself, I would say. And, you know,
and we also have issues, and we hear from our listeners about this a lot. About, you know, we seem to be a launching pad for officers. They don't stay here, so then we don't have the experience that we need. And one of the things that we've been following a lot lately is this, I think it's a murder on Kemper Street, that our police officers said that the guy died of natural causes. You don't even have to be brilliant to look at the footage that's readily available online to see that there was somebody there when that guy died, who left, came back, wiped his fingerprints off, and then skipped town to Tennessee.
Well, I mean, look at the couple ones just in the past few days. This is the third shooting within a few blocks of our Lynchburg Little League baseball fields in Miller Park. And
I'm not beating up the police.
I don't want you
to think I'm beating up the police department.
Absolutely
not. But when stories like that are coming out, Houston, we have a problem.
Mm-hmm. Well, and the message we hear is, well, it's nationwide. It's not just us. Mm-hmm. Well, then wait a minute. We're part of the problem. We're not leading for the solution. And that's what I've been trying to do in addressing these issues. And really, we need more police on the streets. We need more community engagement with those police officers. And we need to be paying them, leading the region when it comes to law enforcement, to make sure we have the best talent in the city of Lynchburg, because the city of Lynchburg deserves the best. Then it also ties into what you mentioned first was the pregnancy center.
Right.
You know, we see what happened with Roe versus Wade, and regardless of what you may feel about that issue one way or the other, it is not to be tolerated in Lynchburg, in my mind, that you go to a organization that had nothing to do with it. It's right. not even like they were engaging on the issue and then they brought it on themselves in a negative way.
They're just providing a service for women that want an alternative.
A service, a ministry, a nonprofit even. Mm-hmm. It's not looking to make a dime.
Right.
But so at our last council meeting, I officially requested a resolution for all of city council to unify and join hands on. I will not, you know, belittle the notion that I am one to, or belittle or whatever you want to say. I am one who has criticized council quite often. I realize this. We disagree on policy a lot. This is one thing I think, especially given this political climate, where I think all seven of us can come together and say, you know what?
Should be able to.
We are going to condemn violent actions against businesses, organizations, or anything else. We're going to come out and stand unified as one body against this kind of activity that happened against the pregnancy center. But we're also going to address, we support and encourage folks. If you want to protest, we actually encourage you to be a part of the civic process. Absolutely. And so that was my request. And I'm hopeful that at the end of this month, July, which... Wow, can't believe it's July. Mm-hmm. We will have a document that all seven of us can vote on that ultimately speaks to our unified condemnation and total admonishment of the threatening messages, violence, vandalism that was perpetrated against the pregnancy center.
The other thing is, they were sent an open letter of threats against them. You know, my question is why? Well, I guess I know the answer. Because we said this on the air, why weren't we patrolling those areas more? Why weren't we being extra vigilant during that time? Because we said it on Friday. Things are gonna
There are many
questions to be asked. I communicated an extra level of concern based on what I was hearing and seeing, both from Richmond and around the Commonwealth. My immediate reaction was for the LU Godparent Home and the pregnancy center.
Sure.
And I communicated that same concern. And when I learned about this really tragic attack.
Yeah, so much damage was done in a very short period of time.
I was quite angry. We have other soft targets all throughout the city, if you want to call those that, or hard targets. I don't know what the official term is, but the Catholic churches in the area. Those are organizations around the United States that have been targeted.
Churches in general.
Yeah, so... you know, I really think, and some may ask, you know, what does passing a resolution do? That doesn't solve anything. No. But what it does do is it shows the community, shows the region that, wait a minute, even in this divided political climate, in all this time that we're in right now, that is very, really hard.
Divisive, yeah. We can come together on this.
We can come together as leaders and one body, as neighbors, more than anything else, and say, this is not right, and we recognize that it's not right, and that's really what we need to do, is wrap our hands around this issue and say this is the right thing to do. And I look forward to seeing that document in its entirety later this month and voting for it, because it's the right thing to do.
The other thing that we seem to have going on in not just in Lynchburg but around the listening areas is you have two groups of people. You have people who say, oh, that's not going to happen here. They're just completely delusional in thinking that their community is absolutely safe. That stuff you see happen in other places. So they don't pay attention. And then you have other people who just don't want to get involved.
Yeah.
I mean, we have not one but two suspects that are on the streets right now that we're looking for. Richard Lamont McDaniel, who's 44, Taurus Lamont McDaniel, who's 41. They're both from Lynchburg. They're wanted on that shooting on Poplar Street. They're armed robbery, malicious wounding, shooting from a vehicle, use of a firearm and commission of a felony. They're considered armed and dangerous, and they are at large right now. Mm-hmm. But if the community doesn't get involved, if the community's not part of the solution, if you see something and you don't say something, yeah. we're not going to get anywhere about this.
No, and it ties back to...
So how do we get, you know...
There are so many declines that we're seeing. I was blessed to grow up in a family that had a mom and a dad who both loved me and equipped me to be successful in life. Mm-hmm. Part of that was a strong component of my faith in Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. That may or may not be involved with a lot of folks around the community, around the region. But what are we doing to equip with education? What are we doing to equip you with jobs? What are we doing to equip you with all these different things?
And to be a part of the solution.
And at the same time, what is government doing to step in and potentially do too much to enable you to not be incentivized to grow yourself professionally and develop?
Well,
there are so many layers to this that I am not surprised that we are seeing a violent spike during the summer, because that's what we've seen the past couple of years. And until we have an increased no-nonsense tolerance of violence in our streets and a fully staffed public safety, you know,
apparatus,
world,
yeah, sure,
apparatus, that's mm-hmm. a better word, thank you, you know, we're going to see this. And I stand ready to continue to push for, you know, what can we do to continue to bring jobs in? What can we do to continue to keep the city safe? And no matter what you're doing in this city, you know that we're going to keep you safe. Right now, we're not doing a great job at that, I think.
Let's take a break here. Let's talk about jobs when we come back, because we had an announcement about a company. We're going to lose 670 jobs by 2023.
And you, it's also not the first one we've lost.
Right. You have some stats on some other businesses that have left our region. Right now, we have Chris Feraldi in the studio, city councilman from Lynchburg. We'll come back and talk with him about that and other things. 718, we'll also have a Friday Funny to lighten up things just a little bit. It's the Morning Jam with Janet Rose and Mark Lamb and Chris Feraldi.
Morning Jam with Janet Rose and Mark Lamb.
So you can relax. Not everybody in the Ozarks lives in a trailer park, okay? There is a huge waiting list. It doesn't just happen overnight. We start with a pickup truck and a camper shell, and we build and we dream and we pray. We have a vision board with a double wide on there. And then we manifest that. We get our double wide and we hope things go great. You've all seen that half a trailer going down the highway. That's an Ozark divorce.
Oh, gosh, that's so naughty. So bad.
Oh, wow. Seen a lot of divorces then.
When I first got married, I was super, super young. And we were saving for our house. We lived in a single wide that was on parents' property, and I had nightmares. I literally had nightmares.
Somebody's going to hitch it up?
No, I just did not want to become satisfied.
Oh, okay.
I wouldn't even put curtains up.
Wow.
Like there were no curtains anywhere.
Cardboard newspaper.
There was a beach towel on the bathroom.
Wow. Okay.
I was like, we will not be happy here. So it was just, it was very.
You weren't going to settle. Good for you.
Well, but I mean, you know, there's nothing wrong with living in a trailer.
Oh, absolutely not.
At all. But for me, this was like not just any trailer. This was like a circa 1970 something.
This is pre-copper. These are the ones that they ran aluminum wiring and it would catch on fire.
Well, and it's like a tin can, and mm-hmm. it's really hot in the right. summer. Anyway, I digress. We are here this morning talking with our second part of our interview with Chris Feraldi. Before we went to break, we were talking about another plant that's closing in Lynchburg. Not quite 700 jobs, but really close.
670, yeah.
Are going to be lost. And we were talking off the air about how many jobs we've lost in the Lynchburg area mm-hmm. over the past few years.
Yeah. Well, first and foremost, I mean, with this closure, it's 675 families that live in this area that now likely have to find a new primary source of income.
Mm-hmm.
And that is just, it's really, really a tough pill to swallow given everything sure. going on in the economy.
Right.
Ultimately, it comes back down to leadership. What is this city council doing to lead this city to build jobs out, to right. build the business community, to support that business community, to keep and maintain what we have and expand to more? Yeah, we were talking about some of the job closures, and one of the things I found, just very quick search, and just in the last 3 years, from 2019, from WDBJ7, LSC Communications to close in Lynchburg, leaving more than 300 without a job.
Mm-hmm.
Then in 2020, Genworth moving employees out of downtown Lynchburg location, followed by Genworth Financial, a major Lynchburg employer, notifying employee job cuts. And that was another 200 or so job cuts right there. I mean, I literally just provided 1,000 jobs in the last 3 years that have left the city of Lynchburg. What are we doing to create Lynchburg to be the leader mm-hmm. in Central Virginia for the business community?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I was asked yesterday, well, Chris, what would you do as a city council member to, you know, to fix some of that? Well, first and foremost, I'd be looking at our tax code, our structure. Are we doing anything to incentivize development mm-hmm. right. for manufacturers to come in? Well, that'd be number one.
And not only that, I mean, earlier in the week, we had Miss Joy in from Miss Joy's Delicious Treats.
Yeah, the bakery.
Oh, yeah
bakery mm-hmm. downtown. Mm-hmm. And she was talking about how difficult it is to make it right now. It's just really, mm-hmm. really difficult
right.
for small businesses to make it. So it's not just the big businesses that are suffering. And one of the things that she mentioned was, you know, the taxes that they have to pay, the mm-hmm. meals taxes,
yeah, the meals
and
tax
things and like that.
Yep.
I mean, is there, it seems like this current city council just wants to add more tax onto people.
And if you look at the revenues right now, as of the last report, Lynchburg is $6 million over projected. And if that continues, we're projecting to be close to $15 million over the surplus that we were projecting. And last year was $25 million.
But why aren't we passing that along to these businesses that are struggling so much?
No,
they're struggling
so hard.
What
we do is we tear their streets up for years on end. It's amazing to me.
I know that some of that stuff has to take place.
You have to upgrade infrastructure, but there's got to be a better way to do it.
And we've got to pay law enforcement more. We've got to pay our firefighters better. We've got to pay our 911 dispatchers more. The mm-hmm. trash folks, we have to.
What are they saving it for?
That is the role of government. I am fully ready to commit to investing in law, in public safety, infrastructure, all those things, because that is what we are supposed to be doing from mm-hmm. a government perspective. But you know, when I'm looking at, for example, millions of dollars going to what? We spent $400,000 of federal money on trash cans to go throughout the city. We're spending, you know, X hundred thousand dollars to put, you know, upgrade city council chamber tech. I mean, everything needs to be analyzed.
Mm-hmm.
But also, looking at the jobs, looking at the economy, we need people who are serious, who don't just talk a strong game, to say, in the past 3 years, just these three articles alone, we lost 1,000 jobs just in the city of Lynchburg. What is our regulation like? What is our tax burden like? What are we doing to create pad-ready sites? For those who don't know, that means we have created a location where mm-hmm. a business can come in and boom.
Yeah, the incubator we did years ago.
Put up walls and go.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What are we doing?
Right.
Because that's not happening. The same amount of people who are in poverty as 10 years ago are still in poverty in mm-hmm. Lynchburg. Lynchburg had the slowest growing economy over the last 10 years. And now we're seeing 1,000 fewer jobs. The slowest growing economy in all of the Commonwealth. ODU put the report out earlier this year. I encourage listeners to go take a look at it. Now you got me preaching, Janet.
Well, let's talk about that for a minute.
We got about a minute and a half here.
We need to talk about not just the problems, but how can people become involved with the solution? What's the best thing for them to do?
The best thing to do, number one, of course, is pray. Be involved in that. We need...
But you got to put feet on the prayer, so that means you got to be communicating.
Pray like it's all on the Lord. Act like it's all on you. I get it. And then be galvanized to get out and move. If your tax burden went up, get involved. Knock your neighbor's door.
Speak to your representative.
Speak to your representative. Tell them what you expect.
Remind them who they work for.
And then on top of that, make sure you get out and vote. And I know, and I'm so thankful for you guys, because what you do every single time is you remind them, well, what can we do?
Right.
And that is it. But ultimately, we need to know the facts. And the facts are there are 1,000 fewer jobs in Lynchburg. Over the last 10 years, the slowest growing economy in all of Virginia.
And
this city council is saying, it's not as bad as they're making it out to seem, guys. Don't vote the Republicans in.
The emperors have no clothes. The emperor has beautiful clothes on. You'll love it.
I'm looking forward to seeing everybody at the 4th of July events around town. I wish you both a happy 4th of July.
And you as well.
And looking forward to actually celebrating this country and everything great that it stands for.
Speaking of which, we're going to be talking about patriotism. Are people as patriotic as they used to be?
Mm-hmm.
Or is it taking a hit from all the parties? We'll let you know about that. We also have Niecy Payne coming up with your local headlines, your regional headlines ahead, and a look at your 4th of July forecast. All ahead on the Virginia Talk Radio Network. Thanks for listening to The Morning Jam. Currently 73 degrees in Lynchburg, 69 degrees in Bedford, 71 in Roanoke, 71 in Danville, 70 in Salem, and in Appomattox.
All right. Good to have Chris Ferrali in the studio. If you missed part of the interview, we'll have it uploaded on our SoundCloud page a little bit later on today. Go to SoundCloud, type in The Morning Jam on VTRN, and then begin to enter today's date, and that should pop up in your little search window. Bedford County, on Tuesday evening, the Bedford County School Board approved revisions to the district's budget for the 2022-2023 school board budget, which includes a much-deserved raise for all the employees, all employees according to school officials. Let me get that right. Bedford County Public Schools say all employees will receive at least a 4% increase in pay. Many of them will also receive restoration steps that were frozen from the recession, including districts where experienced teachers, transportation staff, nutrition workers, custodial services, and bus drivers, along with paraprofessionals, will all get that increase. So congratulations to them, and we hope and pray for a successful 2022 and 2023, where truly the educational system will teach what we used to learn, Janet. You know, things like arithmetic, English.
Reading,
you know.
Amazing.
Maybe some skills like trades for those that are maybe in the junior high and high school.
Some employees on the south side are back at work after they were laid off from their job at Morgan Olson. They were laid off for about 2 weeks, and during that time, they were unemployed. They were supposed to be getting money from the Virginia Employment Commission. However, employees say they still have not received their unemployment checks. One employee said, "I just don't understand why the VEC doesn't release our money. We need that money. It's our money. We want it. I don't see why they can't just go ahead and release it," says Maddie Knox. They had two different dates of trying to file. That's what they're saying. The deputy is saying on my case, these two employers are two of 700 that were laid off in May. They say only about 5 employees actually received their unemployment checks. Both say they called the Virginia Employment Commission and got nowhere. I've talked to a lot of people from VEC. You get a different person every time. Mm. We ask who the deputy was when they call us. They don't have any idea when they'll call us. The VEC Commission spokesperson believes the employees filed individually. After reaching out to them, they said the VEC would follow up to fix the issue. Morgan Olson HR department declined to comment.
Mm. Okay. Here's something interesting. Maybe you should pay attention, Janet, because I know what's going on at your house over the weekend. While some may be hoping to shoot off fireworks During the 4th of July weekend, fire officials are reminding Virginians that they are actually illegal.
Oops.
I know. I'm reading this and I'm going, wait a minute. This is going to be happening all over my neighborhood. In Virginia, a person is not legally allowed to possess, store, use, sell, or handle any fireworks that explodes or rises into the air. It is a violation of the Virginia State Fire Prevention Code.
But some of the, even the little crappy ones fire into the air.
I know. I mean, I was at an event last year where they were going all over the place. They went up and...
Yeah, but were those... the ones you buy in Virginia.
I don't think they were. I think they came from another state. Yeah. Although I don't remember where I was last 4th. Anyway.
Wow. Okay.
It's just, in other words, I just really be careful. We just, if you really want to see the good fireworks, you know, that are really going up.
There's a lot
of
them.
All over. We're going to have a list.
So many.
Of places that we're going to give you. I mean, just in Lynchburg.
And they start
Danville,
tonight.
Roanoke. Yeah, yeah. Some of them start tonight. Mm-hmm. Some tomorrow night at the baseball game after. The Hillcats play tomorrow. They're going to have a super-duper big fireworks display. If you're really into fireworks, you can definitely catch fireworks all over our region over the weekend.
So, like, for tonight, you can do fireworks on the riverfront. That's going to start right after dark, around 9:15 is what they're thinking. That's going to be. So that's definitely going to be going on starting tonight. And then
The riverfront, downtown Lynchburg.
Yeah, that one. Mm-hmm. And then on the 3rd, Thomas Road is doing one.
Yep.
They also have on the 2nd, let's see, the 2nd one.
Well, we got
is
the Hillcats doing it on the 2nd,
right.
And then
fireworks on Appomattox.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to be happening.
A lot of them doing it on the 2nd. I noticed, yeah, because it's Saturday.
Danville has their big celebration at the Carrington Pavilion on the 4th.
Right. Yeah.
And so there's just so many ways and places that you can take it in and see all the things that that are going on. So that's kind of exciting.
So you don't have to blow up the neighborhood.
Right. Please don't blow up the neighborhood. That's no good. So speaking of 4th of July,
yes,
it might cost you a little bit more to do your 4th of July cookout this year. If you start taking a look at what you're going to be spending, mm-hmm. you might be spending, you know, a little bit more. It's a federal holiday. There are roughly 2.5 million people living as of 1776. There were 2.5 million people living in the 13 colonies. Now we have 331.8 million, and many of them will be having a 4th of July gathering or event.
Okay.
So most people are going to be having hamburgers and hot dogs. Mm-hmm. On that day.
Yeah.
Your 4th of July cookout has gone up 17% since last year. A pack of hamburger buns is going to run you about $1.93. Mm-hmm. A couple pounds of chicken breast, $8.99. Ground beef, 2 pounds, $11.12. Ice cream for a half a gallon. Really, it's not even a half a gallon. We're not falling for that. It's $5.16. Potato salad, $3.27. Lemonade, $3.27 okay. as well.
All right.
So.
Just got a text in. Just a reminder, Mark, if you're having a good time or having fun, you're probably
doing
breaking, you know, you're probably breaking the law in the state of Virginia.
Oh, Lord.
Thanks for that reminder. Also, we had a call during the break. Sounds like you guys maybe need to talk about the Lynchburg Economic Development person in the city and what they're doing to maybe draw some new business in. Who is that person? And what are they doing? Well, that's a good question. We'll have to follow up on that one. Thanks, Steve.
Well, and I think that's part of what he was saying, that the council needs to be, you know, working together with them
and
seeing what the plan is.
I mean, this should be a constant, at least for the developer. That's what your job is. And you're talking to your city council. How can we make an environment, you know, ready and appealing for business to maybe come into the area.
I'm almost positive that's Marjette Glass, mm-hmm. or Upshur now,
okay.
Is the Director of Economic Development for the City of Lynchburg. I'm almost positive that's who is heading that up now.
Okay.
And it is. I just looked.
Okay.
So, that's kind of where we are on that. So do you consider yourself a patriotic person?
I do.
Are you proud to be an American?
Absolutely.
That's one of the songs that you hear
Absolutely.
This time of year. I'm proud to be an American.
Mm-hmm.
A new poll shows pride in the USA is down significantly.
Hmm.
The percentage of people who are proud of their country is down 12 points from 2017 and down 30 points from 2011.
Wow.
It's a big
Holy
drop.
Cow.
For
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, that's a drop.
The poll released yesterday asked registered voters, are you proud of the country today? 39% said yes. That's down 12 points from 2017
okay.
and 30 points since June of 2011.
Hmm.
While the question has only been asked four times, this marks the first time the majority felt disappointed in the country. Imagine that.
Mm.
56 aren't proud, up from 45% in 2017 and 28% in 2011. Independents and Republicans reversed their positions since 2017, while formerly not proud Democrats are now on the fence. Isn't that interesting?
It is interesting.
Well, look, we have had a steady diet since the Obama administration
mm-hmm.
telling us that America's bad.
Right, right, yeah.
You know, we need to change America. That was his whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
America
mm-hmm.
needs to be changed.
Right.
And then, I think we saw a bump in 2017 because we had a president who loved our country,
yes.
loved our veterans,
mm-hmm.
wanted us to be great again, wanted us to put America first. And now we're back to that whole doom and gloom. America's
yep.
horrible.
Right, right.
Systemic racism.
Yep.
Hateful people.
Yep.
In 2017, Republicans by a 31-point margin and independents by 4 points were proud. Today, both groups feel disenchanted with the country. GOPers by 24 points and independents by 35. Just the fact that Biden got in to be president demoralized a lot of people.
Yeah.
Democrats were 17 points more likely to be disappointed in 2017. Well, now they're split.
Yep.
It's just bizarre.
Well, you just, this was a soundbite I didn't get to play earlier in the week.
And listen to this. This is, I think this is very telling. Black voters remain not proud, though the margin is shrinking from a 28-point margin 5 years ago to a 9-point margin today.
Mm.
The opposite is true for Hispanic voters.
Really?
Now, you would think Hispanic voters would be more proud, right? Because he's opened those borders up
oh,
and he's letting
open.
Everybody, shouldn't they be loving it?
I would think.
That's what the Dems think. They moved from proud by 18 points. They moved from proud of the U.S. by 18 points in 2017 to 24 points.
Hmm.
So
yeah.
They were Hispanic voters. 35% are proud of the country this year. 57 of them were proud in 2017.
Okay.
What do you think about that?
Interesting.
It is interesting.
Yeah. Well, this was the Obama soundbite I was going to play earlier in the week. Didn't get to it, but you just brought it up because he kind of went overseas, and not kind of, it did, kind of dissed our country.
In America, there's a failure to appreciate Europe's leading role in the world.
Oh,
America has shown arrogance and been dismissive, even derisive. Our country still struggles with the legacies of slavery and segregation.
I don't want to hear that.
Yeah, he's doing this from foreign soil, and Biden has taken his cues. He is dissing
look,
our
all
Supreme
he did
Court.
Was trash
yeah.
America.
Yeah.
And if you think that doesn't have an effect,
has an effect.
On people,
absolutely, it
his
does.
Own wife stood up and said, "For the first time, maybe ever, I'm proud of America today."
Because they elected her husband.
Just disgusting.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I'll ever get over that.
Yeah. Yeah,
about being ungrateful,
mm-hmm.
and it's just that's
and
just
we're
going to
be paying for their security and retirement for the rest of their life while they go around and speak.
Yeah, and in the meantime, if you don't toe the line and if you don't do exactly as you're supposed to do as a black person, you're going to get destroyed.
Right.
That's what they're doing to Clarence Thomas.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, yeah. He's been called a black white supremacist.
Mm-hmm.
He is getting attacked from liberals left and right. It's just, yeah. I mean, they're trying to destroy him.
Absolutely.
Marginalize him.
Yeah, yeah.
All of that.
Yeah.
30 years later, it doesn't seem to impact him.
Mm-mm.
He's like, whatever.
Yeah, whatever.
I think every time they do that, they feed the monster.
Yeah.
I think every time they attack him, mm-hmm. that he just goes, yum, yum, yum. Yeah, I'm going to get stronger. I do. Yeah. I think that's what happens.
I think that's what he's feeds off that, no doubt. It is 7:48. We're going to go into break. We would like to hear from you if you would like to tell us why you're proud to be an American. We're going to give the phone numbers right here.
No need to ask. He's a smooth operator.
866-916-3776. It's the Morning Jam.
Start your mornings on the right foot
and listen to the Morning Jam, 6 to 9 a.m. on the Virginia Talk Radio Network.
866-916-3776. It's the Morning Jam.
You don't see that half a trailer and going down the highway. That's an Ozark divorce. It's a wide load. It's a wide emotional load. Flash your brights when you see that. Yell out, I hope you got the kitchenette! If you live in half a trailer, do not feel bad. The value goes up exponentially when you start calling it a tiny house.
Hey, I never thought about that.
Yeah.
But if you split that sucker up, that could be a problem.
Yeah.
One of you would get the kitchen, one of you would get the bathroom.
Yeah.
Yikes.
Well.
Problematic.
That was, if you get the kitchen, she got the gold mine.
I got the shaft.
I got the shaft,
That's
yeah.
exactly mm-hmm. right. Oh, Lord. So the American Heart Association
has gotta listen up.
Put out more information mm-hmm. about Americans' heart health. And it is not looking good, my friend.
Okay.
Only 20% of Americans have excellent heart health.
Hmm.
60% have hearts that are in moderate shape,
okay.
And 20% are experiencing the more alarming low heart health. Those results come after looking at things like diet, physical activity,
right,
and, drum roll please, sleep.
Yeah, this is, boy.
Mm. It's a little disturbing. There is a new roadmap to living in a heart-healthy way.
Okay.
Says the president of the American Heart Association. They say that sleep has a big impact on your heart health. That it's there are certain things that are just essential. What's new in 22 is sleep is a component mm-hmm. of your heart health. As far as your diet goes, you need to aim for an overall healthy eating pattern. That includes whole foods, mm-hmm. lots of fruits, vegetables, lean protein, nuts, seeds, and cooking in non-tropical oils such as olive and canola.
Okay.
All right. They also have some resources you can use mm-hmm. to learn more about the Life Essential 8. You can have it's an online tool. I'm going to post this on our Facebook.
Okay.
That can help you assess your own heart health and better understand your risk for heart disease and stroke.
All right.
So there's a way you can go in and do that. Again, I'm going to put it up on our Facebook page.
All right. Sounds good.
So you can learn, you know, what you need to be looking out for. It's mm-hmm. really important.
Okay.
To do that.
Sounds good. I mean, it's going to be a lot of heart healthy food available this weekend.
Like you had last night with your food hangover.
Well, I did. I was thinking about my Jamaican jerk. I don't know where they came up with that term, but anyways, Jamaican jerk.
It's deliciousness. I make my own jerk seasoning.
Oh, yeah, okay. Of course you do.
Okay. Shut up.
Jamaican jerk wrap that I had last night. It was actually quite good, but I should have only eaten half of it. And if my wife is listening, honey, I don't care what I say. I don't care if I become Chris Farley's character. Rah, give me the fries. I don't care what I do. I'm saying it on the radio. Don't let me eat the other half. say, put your hand on my hand softly and say, "Honey, you remember what you said on the radio?"
Yeah,
I've seen
you eat, and I know that's not going to work.
I mean, food is a passion for me.
You know what you should do, though?
I mean, it's a passion.
This
I love
is what I'll do, is I'll tell them to bring me a box.
Right, ahead of time.
Ahead of time.
Oh, now see, that's...
And if you say, "Hey, could you just go ahead and bring me a box?" And then you put half of it away.
That is a life hack Thursday hack.
That does work, though.
Let's call it a life fat Thursday instead of fat Tuesday.
Right, exactly. So we've got some healthy things, though, on the old menu. Mm-hmm. Like I've got turkey dogs for people who want turkey dogs. Yeah. Mm-hmm. We've got regular burgers and venison burgers, which are much leaner.
Yeah, sure.
So we have that going on. Mm-hmm. We're doing like grilled asparagus, and we got some salads and things like that.
Right. What time do we show up?
Show up at noon on Monday. Okay. Be there or be square. And even the frozen s'mores, they're not too bad.
Right.
Oh, they probably are. They got marks.
No. You're right the first time. You go, as I say, go with your gut. Whatever it tells you. Oh, it's okay.
See, you've already turned it. You've already changed it. It's great. What are you going to do?
Well, if you're enjoying a 4th of July, weekend, please be careful if you're traveling out there. There's a lot of people on the road, mm-hmm. even despite the gas prices. A lot of people traveling this weekend. A lot of them have already left, maybe.
I'm not going to be one of them.
Yeah.
Not going to be traveling.
Well, we won't be here Monday, by the way. Gordon Deal will have a 4th of July Day special going on there. So.
And speaking of 4th of July Day specials, Insane Radio Deals, 56% off everything.
That is... Phew.
Why 56%, you might ask? Because 56 people signed the Declaration of Independence. Mm-hmm. That's where we got that number from. You want to save 56% off things like Natural Bridge Historic Hotel and Conference Center, a two-night stay for two people.
Yeah, absolutely.
You can save an additional 56%. Mm-hmm. And all you have to do is use code INDEPENDENCE.
Yep. Just type it in the air.
Right.
For
and
your code.
Also works if you want to do the Star City Half Marathon.
Yep.
And if you want to enter into that, you can save on your entry there. Sequest.
Yeah. T4 Tactics.
Mm-hmm.
Travel Lovers.
Right.
And then the Hillcats, baseball games, general public tickets.
Yeah.
And then some premium reserve tickets as well. You can get that 56% discount.
And you talk about fireworks now. They are going to have them.
Yeah. On the second, it's going to be great.
That's going to be great. Something else that's going to be great is, for some people, is that Virginia tax rebate. When mm-hmm. we come back, we're going to be talking about exactly what you have to do to get that $250 or $500, if you file jointly, into your pocket. In the meantime, Bill Trefero's on the way, giving his take on the news as only he can from our Roanoke News Desk. And we'll also have your CBS News. And don't forget to check out all things Lynchburg at the Lynchburg portal. You can find all of our radio stations. You can find your weather, your events. You can download our app directly. Lots of ways for you to kind of join together with us on that.
You can get the 7-day forecast. I think it's actually a 10-day forecast.
I think it's a 10-day forecast.
Yeah, wow. You kind of know what's going to happen. Hey, wait. It's like being able to foretell the future.
Sort of.
Weather-wise, anyways.
Mm-hmm. So check it out, thelynchburgportal.com, and see what it's all about. We'll be back after this on The Morning Champ.